The best thing a parent can do for their athlete. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 31. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, your host, as always, for episode 31 and the 30 previous episodes as well. Check them out because there are lots of good information if you haven't discovered that already. I think I've been doing this for over a year now, well over a year, and a lot of good stuff and material. I hope that you'll find it. I'd love to get your comments, too, on the podcast. I welcome that. You can write me at john@recruitme.com. Well, here we are talking about the best thing a parent can do for their athlete. The one best thing, if you can wrap it up into one thing, I'm going to give you that today. Before I do, I want to invite you to get that download, a quick download and quick read, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. I wrote this free report for you, and you can get it at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. You can also just click the link in the show notes here on the Recruit Me podcast page for episode 31, and you can have it as well. So I want you to have that. Lays the foundation for your future. Also, welcome to our new Athletic Scholarship University students, families who have taken the plunge with me and have decided, you know, I am going after this. And so I want to get taught. I want to get taught the right way. And at Athletic Scholarship University, I take you through a 6-module course, a video on demand. So you go at your own speed. I am your teacher, your instructor, and the one who gives homework. And I got some other things, a lot of other resources in there. You got a textbook, you got a workbook, you got other experts who lend their advice in some interviews that I've done. But it is a step-by-step process, I believe, and I know from experience, from what we went through as a family and what I see other families do, if you can go step-by-step in this sequential process, that is the best way, the most logical way, the way that you get the results to an athletic scholarship. So in Athletic Scholarship University, in each of the modules, I take you through the 5 steps to an athletic scholarship. Check it out at athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. So I'll walk you through this. Let's get into the meat of this episode because we only have 15 minutes. This is 15 minutes. It will change your scholarship future. Okay, the best thing a parent can do for the athlete. You ready? Here it is. Best thing you can do is empower your athlete. Empower your athlete. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm going to give you 5 ways that you can empower your athlete. This is so important because your son or daughter as a teenager, I'm telling you, as you know, teenagers are hard to raise. So if you're going to lead them through this process and walk with them through this recruiting process, it's not an easy task. It isn't. I mean, remember when you were a teenager. If you're an athlete, remember what you went through. And maybe you had a dream to play in college, but you had no idea how to get there. And you just did your best. And you got a lot of interests in your life, a lot of distractions. I mean, sports were important, but there are other things that were important too. And but what you can do is come alongside your athlete and empower your son or daughter in this recruiting experience in 5 ways. And I'll explain those. But please remember this, empower your athlete. What I'm doing for you as a family, my goal, my purpose is to empower you as a family to take control of the recruiting process and get the scholarship. I want to empower you. I'm not going to do it for you, but I'm going to empower you the best I can with personal experience stories, with tools, with steps, with action points, all these things empower you. I want to encourage you along the way. This is empowering you, but I am not going to do the work for you. Think of that with your son or daughter. You want to empower them. You want them to grow in this. This is a life experience, whether they get the scholarship or not. Going through this process will help them in the future. So empower them. Don't do all the work for them. You can't anyway. You want to be a partner with them in this. You want to do this together. You want to enjoy it. This should not be a heartache. It should be a great joy. So my word to you, the best thing you can do for your son or daughter is empower them. Empower your athlete. The first way you can do that is before, during, and after competition. And I know how hard this is, mom and dad. You want the best for your son or daughter. It's so easy to empower them when they're doing well, when they perform well, and you're cheering them on. But I would encourage you, whether they are having a good day or a bad day, or a good season or a bad season, be there for them, because you may be the only one. You may be the only one that believes in them during those times. So before, during, and after competition, come alongside, empower them, help them, encourage them. If they're open to advice, give them some advice, but let them know that you believe in them. Let them know that you believe in them. It's not all just the cheering from the sidelines or the stands. It's not all just during competition, but before, during, and after competition. They may need you to pick them up. They may need words of encouragement, just a few words. They need a hug. They need a smile. They need assurance. Empower them. Because if they get deflated, and that goes on for a period of time, it's going to affect their performance. It's going to affect their attitude on and off the field. But you can be that steady one for them. It's hard because it's easy to be critical. It's easy to give advice when advice isn't needed or wanted, and it's the wrong time. But you want to empower them. You don't want to tear them down. So be there to empower them, to encourage them before, during, and after competition. That's the first way that you can empower your athlete in the first time and place before, during, and after competition. Secondly, is in the recruiting process. This is hard. This is something that maybe you've gone through it before, but I assure you, your son or daughter has never gone through this before, and they're learning along the way. They want to achieve their dream, and hopefully it's their dream and not your dream. But in this recruiting process, empower them. Help them out. Don't just say, well, if you want a scholarship, just do the work and just get it done, and it's all up to you. No, that's not the way to do it. Parent, it's not up to you to get it done either. It's up to you and your son or daughter to get it done. What do I mean by that in this recruiting process? Well, work as a team. Work as a team together, the parent and the athlete working as a team. If there are emails or letters to send out, help them form that email. Help them create a 3-paragraph letter or email that can be sent to coaches. Review it. Work together on this. Again, not from a critical standpoint, but from an empowering standpoint. Come together and produce the best communication piece that you can. When you're doing a video, parents, get involved in this. Don't just turn it over to your son or daughter and say, hey, well, just produce the video. You know how to produce videos. I don't. Well, do it together. Use the skills. If your kid knows how to produce a video, that's great. And they probably do. But somebody's got to shoot the video. Somebody's got to choose the footage and that type of thing. You can do that together. So that's another way to empower them. When you're visiting college campuses, be there alongside them. Don't just send them away. You may have to. I mean, I had to take a plane trip to get to one campus, and I did it on my own. I had to do that. But I wish my parents were there, one of my parents at least. Experience that with them. That's the important part of this whole process, experiencing it together so you can encourage them and you can empower them with great knowledge. So in this recruiting process, please do it together. Be one who empowers your son or daughter. They have academics and they have athletics that they're working on. Maybe they have a job too. So they can't do this alone. You can help them stay focused. That's another way you can empower them in the whole recruiting process. Be there for them. A third area that you can be an empowerer for your athlete is on the student-athlete part of it. Academically, help them achieve their very best. Help them achieve their very best. And as you know, like I know, man, this is going to be tough. It can be tough because the grades may not come back the way they should be. They may be disqualifying themselves from some of the institutions that you hope they go to and they hope they go to. They want to qualify for certain institutions. Well, academics is huge on this. Be a good parent. Be an empowerer for your son or daughter. And let me ask the question, how are you doing right now? Are you empowering them academically, or are you just always critical? Are you encouraging them, helping them, doing the kinds of things that will improve their academics? Yeah, they got to put in the effort. If they're not putting in the effort, then, hey, that's the starting point. That's where you can empower them. They may not have the perspective that they have to put in the kind of effort. They may be thinking sports, 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 and not academics, not classroom. And you got to change that perspective. In fact, that's one way you can empower your athlete. If they have the right perspective on their academics and how this fits into the whole scholarship thing, man, you have just transformed them. You have set them loose. You have fueled them. What can you do? Think about it. What can you do to empower your athlete academically right now? Here's the fourth way that you can empower your athlete. That's when they're in the valleys. Oh, this whole thing, this sports thing, this is tough. I mean, every athlete goes into a valley, whether it be a day, or whether it be a week, or whether it be a season, there are going to be valleys. Will you be there as a parent to empower them? Will you be there to lift them up? Do you have encouraging words for them? I mentioned that earlier, but I'm talking about the times when they're feeling pretty hopeless. They're not feeling good about themselves. And you have to be there as a parent to lift them up. What can you do? Maybe write your own game plan. Here's what I can do for my son or daughter when they're in the valleys. They may need to get away with you. They may need you to take them out and shoot hoops with them or throw batting practice or run with them. Whatever it might be, to sit down and have that talk. Where does your son or daughter open up best? What's the best place, that safe place where they feel comfortable talking with you, where they feel comfortable to even cry with you, and to have somebody there who will be with them in the valleys, who believes in them and lift them up? So how can you empower your son or daughter when they're in the valleys? And then fifth and finally, the best thing you can do for your athlete and empowering your athlete is in this setting is at the decision points. The decision points, big and small. Of course, that decision point when they have to choose a school, maybe it comes to the end of the recruiting period and they have that choice to make. How can you empower them to make the right choice and not just make the choice for them? That's like the big, the macro decision. But how about those micro decisions along the way? Oh, if you have some good conversations with your son or daughter, they're making decisions. They have some academic decisions they have to make. They have some athletic decisions they have to make, and also some life decisions. If you're there for them and their decision points, and I'm just talking about the recruiting end of it, but in life, if you can be there to empower them, how can you empower wisdom in their lives so you're not making the decision for them, but you're helping them make these choices on the micro level so when it gets to the macro level, they're able to make wise choices? You as a parent have a unique opportunity to speak into the life of your son or daughter. And boy, you got to be really careful and you have to be wise yourself because we'd love to just bark orders out to them and have them follow and just make those decisions. But think of the long term. How can you help them at their decision points? Because you're going to send them away someday, on scholarship or not, but they're going to be away at college and they're going to have to make some decisions on their own. How can you train them to make those decisions? That's bigger than an athletic scholarship. This all comes together as these five areas and five ways that you can empower your athlete. Before, during, and after competition, that's one. Secondly, in the recruiting process, third academically, fourth in the valleys, and fifth at decision points. If you can do this for your son or daughter, you're going to help them tremendously in this whole recruiting journey and beyond. And I assure you, you're thinking of a bigger picture than they are. You're going to help them beyond. I hope this helps you, gives you something to think about and consider. Remember, get a hold of the download that I've got, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. You can find that at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com, right there on the homepage. And really consider together, as a parent and athlete, together going through Athletic Scholarship University. It's a small price. It's an investment you'll be making in a huge future for your son or daughter. It's an investment which will yield returns. Well, that's it for this Tuesday edition of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, and catch you next Tuesday, okay? Take care. God bless you.